From the studios of Texas Public Radio in San Antonio, this is Classical Connections on 88.3 FM KPAC. With classical music and musicians from San Antonio, the Hill Country, all over Texas, and all over the world, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Sometimes you'll even hear live performances right here on the air, and performers and directors who come in to talk about what's going on around town. Classical Connections is made possible in part by a generous grant from the Russell Hill Rogers Fund for the Arts. Right now, the music begins with this.
classical music on KPAC 88.3. You just heard the gorgeous vocal sounds of Conspirare. You know, our friends up in Austin, the Grammy Award-winning group that always turns in something interesting, always turns in something that touches the heart. That was a piece called Santiago by Joby Talbot, a composer. This weekend, they're going to be appearing with a brand new piece by Joby Talbot. They're going to be in concert, and with us, we've got the composer, Joby Talbot, along with Craig Hella Johnson, who is the artistic director and head honcho of Conspirare. They're here with us today. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Barry. How are you doing?
Great to be with you, Barry.
I cannot wait to hear about this thing that's happening this coming Friday and Saturday. It's called To Be the Sun. Somebody walk me through it.
Great. Well, I will start out just by saying, first of all, what an absolute delight it is that we are having this opportunity to work with Joby Talbot again. We had an extraordinary time exploring his extraordinary piece, Path of Miracles. We performed and recorded that back in 2014 for Harmonia Mundi label.
And that's what we just heard.
Yes, yes, yes. So we were eager because of there was a great popularity of that piece, but beyond the popularity, just such an important piece in craft, in conception, imagination, soul. The soul of that piece has just moved us all. And so we were so eager when there might be a possible opening in Joby's calendar, very busy composition calendar, to be able to work with him again. And so we've been sort of on this trail for a little while, and it is now the moment. So we will be premiering his new work, Piedra di Sole, a sunstone, a great epic work of Octavio Paz, right from Mexico City, just beneath us in the south. And then Joby, of course, could tell you all more about it since he created this beautiful ocean.
Okay, so we've got a poem by Octavio Paz, epic poem in the original Spanish. And you, Joby, have turned this into Piedra di Sole, sunstone.
Yes, that's what I've spent the last year of my life doing. I've been very immersed in 1950s Spanish surrealist poetry, which is not somewhere I've been before.
And it's not a bad place to be.
No. I mean, every so often somebody says, what's the poem about? And I think it's easier to talk about what the poem isn't about. It's about everything. The cosmos, love, friendship, humanity, outer space, inner space, the future, the past, you name it. I met Craig finally a long time after you recorded Path of Miracles. We met in Austin when Austin Opera were doing my opera Everest just before COVID. You remember those days?
The Dallas Opera fans will remember that opera well.
Yeah, then Austin did it. It was great. And another, apart from that, another great thing about coming to Austin that time was I got to meet Craig. And we sat and had a coffee and sort of hatched a bit of a plan. Then I just had this, after, you know, he said, you know, well, if you have an idea for a piece that might work, and I'd set a little extract from the poem for my ballet based on Laura Esquivel's novel, Like Water for Chocolate. And I loved setting it so much that having read the entire enormous behemoth of the poem, I thought, wouldn't it be incredible to turn it into a choral piece? So, as I say, that's what I've been doing for the last year of my life.
And that year comes to a conclusion, at least one little peek here, this coming Friday and Saturday, 26th and 27th. It's called To Be the Sun. It's at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Austin. And we're going to hear a little bit more of the music of Joby Talbot right now. This is from his ballet score, Alice in Wonderland. We're going to hear about the Mad Hatter's little shindig right here on KPAC at 88.3 FM. Thank you. music by Joby Talbot, the composer of Alice in Wonderland, The Mad Hatter's Party, the Royal Philharmonic, in an album that was released a while back. This coming Friday and Saturday, you're going to hear music by Joby Talbot. You've heard the ensemble Conspirare performing some music by Joby Talbot a little bit earlier, Santiago. So you're going to hear a little bit more in a moment, but this is going to be a world premiere. Piedra de Sol, a setting of Octavio Paz poetry, and the composer Joby Talbot and Craig Hella Johnson, director of Conspirare, are with us today. Tell us a little bit about what we are going to experience this coming Friday and Saturday.
Well, Barry, I'll start just by saying people who will be able to come and have this live experience, I feel will be coming to... Joby has done is really audacious. I mean, it's just bold because it's this extraordinary, like vast oceanic poem that he has set a large portion of. And the poem itself is just sort of image after image after image after image. Really no periods in this entire poem. It's comma, 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 this incredible a stretch of images that he weaves. And so our job as Conspirare is to attempt to sort of get inside this poem and kind of be willing to live in the long form of it. Am I willing to inhabit this beautiful atmosphere and space, and which has such a sense of both detail but also sort of cohesive largeness. It's just extraordinary. So it's about a 70-minute work, and I'll sort of pass the baton to Joby to say a little bit more about what people will be hearing.
My idea for this piece is that it's meant to be completely transporting. You know, I always think, what's to stop people staying home and watching Netflix? You know, I really want to give them something that they could never get through any other medium. Mm. And when you're asked to work with an ensemble like Conspirare, there's something about being in the room with those human voices coming from people's bodies, hearing their breath and feeling the emotion of the poetry. I really hope that the audience will have this transporting, sort of transformative experience over the course of 70 minutes and leave the concert space changed in some way. We're kind of aiming high with our ambitions for this piece, but I can't think of a better choir and a better place to attempt to achieve this thing.
And it's all happening this coming Friday and Saturday in Austin, Texas, at St. Martin's Lutheran Church. All the information you need is at the website conspirare.org. That's Conspirare, conspirare.org. Joby Talbot, composer, Craig Hella Johnson, director of Conspirare, thank you all so much for joining us at Classical Connections.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
And let's go out listening to Conspirare performing some more music from Joby Talbot. This is called Leon, classical music on KPAC.
Thank you.
there is no one like Conspirare, Grammy Award-winning ensemble under the baton of Craig Hella Johnson. You just heard music that was entitled Leon from a terrific album they did, music by Joby Talbot. And we had Joby Talbot with us here today, along with Craig Hella Johnson, to talk about their upcoming concert. It's called To Be the Sun. It's in Austin, 7:30, Friday the 26th, Saturday the 27th at St. Martin's Lutheran Church up there in Austin. And all the information is at conspirare.org. Special thanks to Craig and Jomi for joining me today on Classical Connections, 88.3 FM. Barry Brake here, your host, every weekday, 1 to 3 p.m. with music from San Antonio and the Hill Country, all over Texas, all around the world.